This world shall know pain. Almighty Push!
The fuck up, samurai. We have a city to burn.
Sir, permission to leave the station.
For what purpose, Master Chief?
To give the Covenant back their bomb.
Permission granted.
I sacrifice my dark magician to bring forth Sugoi Summit.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Summit. We're doing an extra episode this week here. Something special. We have watched One Punch Man with Jaquan. He's over at my house chilling. He's been coming over for a couple weeks now. We watched the whole entire first season, and we're started at season two. We're like on episode four now. And so we're just going to talk a little bit about One Punch Man's, his expectations before seeing it and now, like, what he's gotten out of it. And then we're going to cover all, like, of Egghead up to manga. This is going to be heavy One Piece spoilers. It's going to be One Punch Man spoilers, but if you haven't seen that, it's been out for fucking 5 years, so that's on you.
Exactly. Get out of here.
Yeah, turn, like, what off. Are you doing? I mean, you haven't seen it until now either, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I can't straight home. My bad that I had fucking work, bro.
So we saw Jaquan's mall. He's been here before. You saw, like, roughly, you had tried to ponder off some bullshit about you only seeing like 50 or something like that. What did the mall end up coming out to?
And so that's what I'm saying. Well, and y'all see that eventually. We'll do a giant little thing, a rating going episode over it.
For it. No, but you had it set up. It's all set up.
Not fully yet.
You got to finish that shit though.
But not yet. I only did not want to tell him a big number because I'm like, I feel like I'm not like. Great. But then I thought about it. I'm like, damn, I really have watched like a fucking.
It's been a lot.
Damn serious. It's been a that's big. What, that's it's how been a while. Is. Like, I realized like how long I've been watching shit. I'm like, damn, it's been fucking a long ass time. Like,
so what did it get up to then before you stopped updating it?
I think the last thing I started updating around was like mainly like mid-2000s shit.
So. But was it like how many animes? 120?
Yeah, 150. It was in the hundreds.
Are you close to 200?
Yeah, it's in the hundreds.
I know it's in the hundreds, but 200?
Oh, close to 100?
Close to 200?
Not close to 200, yeah.
Okay, definitely
okay. Not for sure.
All right. So obviously one of the ones that he hasn't seen was One Punch Man.
Which is surprising. I waited so long.
It is like a really big one that was pretty available because it was on like Hulu, Netflix, Crunchyroll. It was pretty much everywhere. We're watching it on. Now it's fucking nowhere and we have to watch it on 4Anime, but so we watched the whole first season, but going into it, what have you like heard about it? What did you expect? And you didn't know like any spoilers, right?
I tell people all the time, I am the master of hearing nothing about a series, seeing nothing. Like, I knew nothing about this. I knew one thing, and that's Garu. That is all I knew, and that the manga is drawn very well.
Yeah.
And that the fight with Garu is like spectacularly drawn. And that's why I wanted to read it too. And I'll eventually do that after watching season two. Get
the Viz app.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, get your Viz app.
$3 a month.
You know, scans are getting a little thing right
now.
Yeah,
we don't know what's going on. Yeah, I'm surprised. I saw TCB scans. Their Twitter went down the other day.
But that's just something else. But, you know.
It's not safe out here anymore.
It's not safe out here.
For you leakers.
But, so going into it, yeah, I knew nothing. Like, no fights, no anything. I didn't see not a lick of anything of this series.
It's so wild.
I knew three characters' names. I knew Saitama, Genos, and the Tsumaki. It's probably not even
the tornado
name.
Girl.
Yeah, tornado, yeah. Chick.
Yep.
All I knew. That is it going into it.
Yeah.
And going into it, I thought something completely different of the series. And it's what I thought, but completely different as well. Like, I'm now seeing that, like, they're trying to now have this little cast of characters.
Yeah,
we just focus around. I'm thinking like, All right, we about to just be going with Genos and Saitama. Yeah, because
that's all it is. All season one, you get just straight fucking Genos, Saitama the whole season.
And then also, this Moomin Rider, dude.
Yeah, Moomin Rider. You be Moomin Rider, too.
All right, I don't hate on the dude. I don't hate him at all. Cool character.
That's the true definition of a hero.
That's what I'm saying. I see the point. I get it. But
he pulled up now on the Sea King dude and on Garu.
He needs to just sit down somewhere, though.
There's negative damage, but
did not do a damn thing, bro.
He lost his helmet, too.
Bro was just getting his head smacked into the ground mad times. Like, you're just doing nothing here.
You think the Hero Association, like, pays for all that?
Yes. Bro, I keep telling you this while we're watching. So, yo, and get this. I do not get this about this entire city. First off, this is the worst. Attack on Titan might have some competition for the worst place to live. Yeah. Because I can't remember the name of the city exactly on top of my head.
It was, like, City Z is what he lives in. But it's, like, they've already decimated, like three full cities.
Jesus Christ. This is the worst place to fucking live. Something is happening every day.
Like, small catastrophes every fucking day.
Like, it could range from some minor just stuff to just world-ending.
Sea kings, fucking ocean sea kings murdering everyone, fucking.
Makes no sense. But
giants, they even had that giant in, like, episode two.
That's what I'm saying.
From the scientists.
Like, it's so bad. We got the heroes dreaming about fake scenarios about the world ending. Saitama be dreaming about some strong
underground fucking mole rats coming and getting his ass. But fucking, and it's like more of like season one plays out more of like an episodic thing. Every episode is like almost a different scenario. With the exception of like there's like two instances where it's like two or three episodes, like when they go find that fucking big ass underground tunnel with all the fucking mutant animals in it and shit, and he fights that Kabuto motherfucker, and they one-shots him for the sale.
How about I say, I was like the only, like, they was trying to keep it more so just alright, we're just really trying to warm you up to these characters for these, what was it, like 12 episodes?
Yeah.
We're really just trying to sell you on these characters this entire time. Which is, they did that definitely with Saitama and Genos, definitely with their little sparring match. They sold the character, like, they sold the characters already, but, like, right there was...
Don't
right.
quote me, but I think that one fight of the year, that Genos versus Saitama fight.
Yeah, because that, I did... Okay, alright, so I guess I may have capped earlier. I didn't see any of the fight, but, like, I saw, like, a picture of it. Like, I glimpsed past it, and I was like, oh,
you
shit.
You saw the him doing the high kick. That's, like, with Saitama doing the...
No, I saw when Genos was, like, coming at him, and bro was, like, about to swing on him.
Oh, okay.
And then Saitama just standing there, like, mass
30. The him doing that high kick one, and then when Saitama ends the fight with the big fist, that death fist, both of them were, like, real big memes.
Mad iconic pictures.
Yeah, so. I know you'd be on Twitter sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. You'll, like, you'll scroll, and you'll be like, oh. Just keep scrolling.
So then what'd you think about Saitama? He has his first real challenge at the end of season one. And he fights, I don't even remember that guy's fucking name, to be honest.
Exactly.
You
said real challenge.
That alien, the one,
the
Cyclops alien.
Bro was messing around the whole time.
It's the only person to ever do anything to him at all.
I suppose, but bro then said,
he did not struggle. No,
I'm about to jump from the moon and smack this man into the ground and it is over.
So then, obviously, Saitama, EZW, he walks through everyone. He threw a rock through the fucking right-hand man's fucking...
So far, I've been liking... Like, I love Saitama's fights because they're cool. Like, you're supposed to... He's coming to save the day. But the other people's fights that you see, like, Genos'
on the
fights,
side, Genos,
and, this,
the Atomic Samurai.
I was about to say Snapdragon, but the Bong dude, Bang dude.
Bang, yeah, he's like, fucking wild.
It's cool to see those people fight. I just saw the tank top hero.
Silver
fight
Fang,
Garu.
Yeah, Silver Fang, Garu, yeah. So, well, we're not doing season two yet.
Oh,
out of season one, which of the heroes, the side heroes, do you fuck with the most? Like Atomic Samurai, you got his apprentice, that one who had lost his arm, Metal Bat, Blizzard.
It's either Atomic Samurai or Silver Fang right now.
It'd be pretty fucking wild.
Either of them two. Atomic Samurai, he has the easy chance since he has those three people in I guess that's season two.
Yeah.
But
he has
them. Like,
he got the top
three
of what class was A?
Yeah, and A, well, not top three, but the two, three,
three
and
four.
The top four.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I feel like he has the potential to be better than him in my opinion when I see it.
I fuck with him. He's definitely my like
right
top
now
three.
In Silver Fang because you've just seen more of him and that he's connected with the main characters more. So
yeah,
plus he is now connected with like this plot line.
This
I'm
whole
guard now,
show.
So.
Yeah, so that's what you'll notice watching with season two. So you're only three episodes into season two, and you'll notice it's now bringing together, like you already said before, it's bringing together a crew, a little base crew.
Yeah, and they're trying to
trolls.
Actually develop
everyone's
like,
troll except fucking Saitama and Genos. Like you said, the other two are like weak.
I about to say like they
in comparison
there,
for
like,
sure.
They're just
not fully weak.
One's a literal gag character, bro. Yeah. Plays fucking hentai games all day.
Goddamn
and...
king.
The facts, bro. And the ironic name's King, and be sitting at home, like, hey, what is the One Punch Man author trying to say?
Yeah.
Man's a king. he knows what he wants. But and then you got the Sumiki chick sister.
Yeah,
which why is she taller? Please explain that.
At least she can do something though.
Why
you know
is the why is that why is Sumiki so damn short? Explain that.
Because one got all the genes.
And why is she
one
keep
got
being
all
drawn?
The genes,
and why does she keep being drawn like a fucking munchkin in the damn anime?
She's the only other one. Like you see, they do that shit with Saitama all the time. She's the only one that constantly
Saitama,
gets that treatment.
They make him
that
just
troll
look like
treatment.
A fucking goober, a thumb. They make her look like a literal munchkin child that is not bro. You saw the clip that I saw where she is literally
sitting
a,
at the fucking desk.
Ant. They made her the size of a fucking ant. But nah, yeah, season one, I definitely give that like overall. Oh, and then I say my favorite fight. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, it's probably the Genos versus Saitama because just like what it was like. It was, what, that was probably, like, episode 8, 9
yeah.
at that point? So,
yeah, it was early.
So, like, you're seeing all that. You see everything you saw with the characters. And then they're, like, and you've seen Genos' respect keep building for Saitama over this time. And he's, like, all right, bro, I gotta spar you, man. Like,
yeah.
But he's, like, bro, I'm not doing that. And then that's just a cool little moment for him to just humble him a little bit more. Like, yo... Like, we are cool, but, I mean, I am cool being your master type dude, whatever you want me to be, but, hey, know the boundaries, so,
yeah.
Like, we're not, I'm not, you know,
we're different.
You know I can't go full out, like, bro, like, I will kill you, and I don't want to do that, and that's cool. Like, it shows that Saitama does care about him, like, hey, yo, chill, bro, like.
And it gives Genos that perspective, like, of, bro, there's a fucking gap.
Like
it's a big ass
that
gap.
You'll never catch. That
don't worry about the gap.
That you'll just stop it. You'll never catch it.
Yeah, it's good motivation for him though.
No, yeah, facts. Like you'll always be able to see how you can keep getting better because you see this.
And also, like in a sense, he's almost always allowed to push his limits as far, like literally to life ending points.
Nah,
and
yeah.
Saitama's
also,
will be there to save him.
Let's talk about that. This man is, and we need that to be a part. We need to add a secret. Section to the award show with it being goddamn the most suicidal person of the year
because
this motherfucker would definitely be in competition with this man Fushiguro from JJK.
Yeah,
just straight all right all time
right
to
now.
Bust out the ult
I'm
and that will
right
kill
now.
Myself
yeah.
Like what
he literally
doing?
He literally has almost died like three times now and just it's
maybe,
like every four or five episodes.
He's blown the bits every fight. I'm like, yo.
Not so far, though. Season two, he made three episodes so far.
He just lost his arm and half his face.
That's fine.
What?
He's fine.
Yeah.
James is fine.
I mean, I guess I saw Saitama in his little flashback. He was getting cut up.
Genos was about to pop the fuck off. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, yeah, he was, but...
I mean, it would have destroyed everything, but...
He need to and
probably
also,
would
have he
won
need
the
to
fight.
Work on he need to work on stop being caught lacking. He always be
Genos?
Yeah, he be getting caught lacking a
you
lot.
You think?
Yeah, he be getting caught lacking a lot. Like I feel like he will always let his guard down.
I mean, but that's the hero shit in time, you know what I'm saying? Like
that's
when he got caught with that acid, it was because he was
one
trying
time,
to protect
one time,
that girl.
I'm about to say one time is because he was that's understandable.
He did get caught. He got caught lacking
but
with
the
bee girl, the mosquito
done.
Girl. He got
just
trashed.
Thought it was done.
Yeah.
And just thought it was done. It was
same
like,
with the Kabuto guy. Yeah,
so
he
I'm
got
like,
pieced up.
You gotta work
yeah,
on
I guess
that,
you're
bro.
Right. He drops his guard.
You gotta work on that. Saitama is always, he might look like he's not on it. Bro, he is always on his guard every time. That's why he is always able to just stop a person's attack when they come. He just turns a house before they even get to
him. You know what I'm saying? A whole ass bird, like, charging that fucking skyscraper. He literally stopped it before it destroyed the whole room.
Like, oh my God.
So but going into season two.
Yeah.
You didn't know, but I had filled you in about the fucking animation hate that season two gets compared to season one. So you've seen about like two or three fights now. What do you think?
I'm about to say I've seen like two, maybe three. But I heard like because you just see shit. I always talk about anything.
Yeah, anime. Twitter.
But I saw like people saying like not the biggest fan of the change or whatever. Not understanding it because I didn't see it yet. So I'm like, well, I'll see it when I see it. So I'll see the difference. But you do notice like the slightest of fucking differences in like how they
it's a whole different studio.
How they do transitions and stuff between scenes. How some frames are done when it comes to trying to do fast movement. Like I noticed a little bit of differences there. Who the fuck cares? It still looks damn near the same.
Fucking
great.
And
it looks good still. So I don't care. Yeah. If it looked fucking worse, then yeah, every right y'all can complain. But it doesn't look worse.
Yeah, they didn't Seven Deadly fucking sins us, so that's what I'm saying. Shut the fuck up, all you whiny ass bitches.
Just stop bitching, Mike. Please.
It's not CGI. They could have given us CGI.
I'm about to say, like, they could have just did some dumb shit. Like, everything is very well drawn. It seems like they are very.
We're getting impact frames. You notice that we're getting like impact frames.
And it's the early season, and they gave us two very well animated fights already. So
three episodes in,
I'm not complaining so far.
They've
definitely introduced a character very well.
Yeah, Garo is a fucking monster. Like, right? So how you feel about him? He's a antagonist. Oh no! Nah.
So he had me fucked up when Man just said. Alright. Everybody come at me.
Yeah.
Here.
Everyone in this whole motherfucking building.
Everybody in this motherfucking building. Come at me right now. It's time to fight. That's all I'm here for.
Wait, did you watch Hunter?
Yeah.
Okay. So you saw when Killua went back and fucking
I'm
gonna end the test right now. How about that?
That's what I'm saying. No, one of the funniest scenes in Hunter, when Killua literally as a side quest, Bisky's like so as training, go complete the hunter exam.
Go get your fucking hunter exam, dog.
Like, go get your hunter license. Just says that
the whole
casually.
Point of the entire 24
first
like
fucking
first episodes.
Arc just made to be
a side mission for him.
Like,
Taven's playing cyberpunk. Let's fucking go. Yo, David,
I tell people, like, Steam will out you so quick. Like, I caught a friend doing this. He was like, I'm doing something. He hopped on the game. I'm like, you ain't doing shit, bitch. I see you, motherfucker. But nah.
Taven the other day, he just upgraded his computer, right? He bought like a nice ass graphics card and then some nice ass RAM. Accidentally plugged his RAM into the wrong slots. He plugged them 1-2 side by side. And fucking was like all salty, posted upset Facebook statuses about his fucking
and this is why computer not working. This is why I asked for help.
Yeah, right. You always gotta have someone that knows what's going on.
I'm sorry, bro. I don't got time to.
He ended up figuring out like 30 minutes later, and the computers are working great, and that's why he's playing Cyberpunk now. That and Helldivers 2. I've been trying so hard not to fucking buy Helldivers 2, bro.
I didn't have to buy
it. I want it so bad, but I'm not resisting until it got to be $20 for me.
I have it on my PC. I just haven't launched it yet because I've been playing fucking Persona, and I still got finished Final Fantasy 16.
What, was it a remaster that came out?
Yeah. Okay. Shit's amazing. But yeah, I didn't finish Final Fantasy 16, finished that up, and then...
I've been playing One Piece Odyssey. That was for you, Taven.
I do have Odyssey, but I haven't started it yet.
It's fun now that I'm understanding like the building aspect of the characters and stuff, like not just the turn-based bullshit.
But I'm about to say you're playing an RPG. This man hates fucking RPGs.
Outside
bro.
Of Pokemon, it's hard.
This man is the biggest RPG.
I hate turn-based shit, bro. It's too slow.
That's why
I'm high. I'm saying? Like I'm smoked up. I need something fast-paced to keep me alert.
He would never be able to play Persona.
As soon as I started chilling, bro. Like I was playing Yakuza the other day, Yakuza Zero, and I got stuck playing the fucking claw machine in Yakuza Zero. There's too many like side game mini games to get fucking caught up when you're like smoked up trying to just chill, enjoy your night. I realize I spent like fucking 30 minutes on a fake claw machine.
I gotta see.
I did win.
I'm
some
so
shit,
disappointed
though.
By them changing it to like a dragon ship, but it's like whatever.
No, I heard it's amazing.
I gotta play them. I've heard they're great, but I'm just.
I heard the new one's really good, but the new one's turn based, and the one I'm playing is not. So
this Minnesota. God,
I'm prepping myself for that. I got 8 games to prep myself for the turn-based version of it, so that's fine.
But nah, to end it off with the One Punch Man talk, yeah, I got a little off track. But Garu, basically that's all what you really could talk about so far with Season 2, watching 3 episodes.
He's him. Black
great,
Air Force energy.
Great intro so far, and great also, I like to see what they're doing with this. It's not that he's just this unstoppable force. He's going to grow. It seemed like he has this, like, like the Gohan, basically. When it comes to potential and shit.
You fuck with his character design?
It seems just nice and simple. Give him a fuck, like a little
absolute fucking menace
that he wears. Bro has deltoids on biceps, on triceps, on shoulder blades. bro built different. But I do appreciate how I did see Saitama just like, boom, one shot him. Like,
yeah,
that's how we just saw,
and I'm so glad we got to see that part of it too for the podcast.
In a way, he one shot. I'm not gonna lie, bro, had him like he put him to bed.
Literally,
I'm
you
about
saw
to
the
say,
sweat. Like,
I'm about to say, bro,
off.
Literally,
like, what in
poured
the
out
fuck?
Mad sweat and then passed out from one shot. Yo, bro, got hit in the shoulder blade and was over. But nah, yeah, Season 2 starting off amazing so far. Should. Continue to be amazing. Should end off amazing. Season 3, yeah, I heard the teaser came out.
We are getting a different studio, I'm pretty sure, for Season 3 than
what?
Season
what
2.
What the
so.
Fuck? Why do
I don't know. They keep fucking passing. Bro, I don't know either, because, like, One Punch Man is so big.
Is it MAPPA?
No, they keep switching. Oh, you're talking about for the new season?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for Season 3, yeah.
Yo, MAPPA.
But see, you don't know. Are they going to fucking CG this shit?
So I'm like, bro.
Because this is Season 3 is going to be the biggest, like, animation. Like, you need to make sure this whole season is animated perfectly. So,
we'll see.
MAPPA could do it if they put the effort into it.
They have easily the capability.
Or they committed the fuck up if they want.
They have easily the capability of doing hand-drawn animation all the way through.
So, we'll see what they do.
I'm about to say, yeah, we'll see what they do. But not yet. One Punch Man, pretty great. We'll continue watching it, but
how are you feeling Season 2 1-10 so far, just off the first three?
Off the for what?
Just Season 2.
Oh, off the first three?
Yeah.
Oh, so far, because of amazing intro to a future major antagonist, you're getting a 9 at the least out of 10.
Hell yeah.
That's a future antagonist that I know is a future antagonist, and you introduced the character with me knowing this character exists, and you were still able to sell me on the character. That is not easy to do. So
yeah.
You get a good score for that.
Hell yeah. So then, obviously, we'll have him back on at some point. Probably not on a dedicated One Punch Man episode, but Jaquan will always be coming over and coming, chilling with Discord.
Something will happen.
It'll happen eventually. Well, and he'll come up and be like, yo, you remember fucking One Punch Man? Probably One Punch Man Season 3 review. Maybe I'll do a review for just Season 3, and then you can come do that with me.
Oh, yeah, sir.
Because I've been waiting a long motherfucking time. We've been collecting the manga for One Punch Man, too. So, I do fuck with One Punch Man a lot more than I ever expected to, for sure, when I started.
Not yet. It's because I already went out before I watched it here. It seemed like a cool-ass series that, anybody could just get into.
Yeah,
it's fucking superheroes,
sure.
But it's not my hero.
Yeah, it's not Baby Hero Academy.
Like
Baby Hero Daycare Academy.
Oh my Hero is so
cool. Also, Taven's favorite anime, you know, besides One Piece now. One Piece
it's
over
like
time, you know?
My Hero. I will never say My Hero is just like fucking terrible. It's not. That is.
It's mid. It's not
wrong. Bad.
It's mid.
It's just like, it is not something that I'm like about to sing high praises for ever.
Feel
like,
you.
So Naruto, I have my gripes with it, but I can sing its high praises because it in parts. It is fucking amazing. Dragon Ball, in parts. It is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
These classics of things. My Hero is becoming more of a, I'm not gonna call it a class, but I mean, with these newer series keep coming out fucking every goddamn day.
That was for you, Jaquan. I'll just tell you now.
With all these new ones coming out every damn day, it's like, damn. Like,
all these bum-ass isekais.
My Hero came out in, what, 2013? 14?
Yeah.
Like, It's been a minute now.
But I've been on that shit since the first 12 episodes. I've been in with My Hero from.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I was there when it came out.
I never thought it'd be this long, but we're about to get season 7 here in a month. So, did you watch before we start One Piece?
No, before that, really quick. What are your thoughts on like the announcement of the director for the Naruto live action movie?
And I'm not fucking. I'm waiting to see.
What do you think they're gonna start at? So
they're gonna start from the beginning.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah. They're gonna start from
because that's the right thing to do.
Like, yeah. No, they're definitely not just gonna start shipping, and that would be fucking crazy.
And I'm not gonna. I know people who believe that the right move is to start at shipping.
Nah, anyone who says that is dumb as fuck, and they're probably also Boruto fans.
That makes no damn sense at all. We're not then. Like people say, and well, you're thinking about it as a person who's read it and watched it already. No, what? These people are then also not gonna care about these characters that they're just seeing. Then
imagine if the One Piece live action
into the story
started at Egghead because Oda said that you don't have to fucking whatever the fuck read
nah,
it.
Nah, just skip it.
Yeah, you can start at Egghead. Have you seen before we get into One Piece? Have you seen? Yeah. The Avatar live action?
No, I have not.
Okay.
So I cannot give my opinion fully really on it.
Yeah. I'm two episodes deep. I'm two episodes deep. Whoever told you bad things is a dumb bitch. But also, it's too early for me to say many good things. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But it's definitely not bad. It's definitely better than anything we've gotten before.
I heard it's better than the movie adaptation. It's better than M. Night.
Yeah.
Shama, yeah. Bitch, whatever his name
whoever the is. Fuck he is.
Bro, it's so crazy. Like, and it's so funny that I'm about to. Like, I know M. Night Shyamalan, the name. Like, everybody knows the name. I have never seen a fucking picture of this movie one
Me
time
either.
In my life.
Me
I don't
either.
Know.
I couldn't even like. Name you any other of his movies.
Don't know what this
or,
movie
or,
is.
Or Sixth
like.
Sense, so one other movie. That's it. So, moving into One Piece Egghead. I didn't know it could be done. I thought Wano was going to be the absolute best fucking arc in One Piece. But Egghead is already seeming to be fucking a top tier arc, just based off of all the information we have manga-wise. We're going to be covering the anime first, then going into the manga. So, anime-wise, Egghead, they get separated. Obviously, I'm not going to sit here and fucking say spoiler for everything. Spoiler alert.
I guess not spoiler alert. Like, yeah.
Spoiler alert, motherfuckers.
If you, for the anime, your anime current, this is a good section for you. But when we get to the manga section, we'll tell you when to go.
So they get separated. They pull up on the fucking giant, warm-ass water ball in the middle of the ocean. Zoro cuts it like a goddamn badass. They find Bonnie is in the center of it. And they rescue Bonnie haphazard as fuck because they get separated.
Because
split up.
No. Let's not forget.
That's how every
happens.
Arc starts.
Because
though.
Chopper, the fucking mascot, walks out and is like,
"Was he cute?
I'm here with my yes, sure, but like,
was he cute?
I'm
all
here.
Right, that's all matters.
I'm here with my hat gets blown the fuck away. And then Luffy,
hat.
The idiot,
Yamato made the hat for him.
I get that. Well, did she?
Yeah.
I thought it was Tama.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Tama made the hat for him.
But yeah, I'm like, but then Luffy's fucking dumbass. You know, he ain't thinking. He just goes
he
out.
He just caught her ass, though. Caught Chopper's ass.
Oh.
And then he was hey, Jinbei, save me, dog. Please. They got attacked, that's why.
My fisherman brother, please.
Yeah. Help.
Help, please, help.
But, So then they get attacked by Vegapunk, big ass shark monster. Somehow that big ass shark misses a bite when I had
not much time to
set up.
How the hell did you miss that?
Story? Don't know. And then it gets one shotted by Vegapunk. The shark gets destroyed so that Vegapunk can. It just wants everyone to get looted. It doesn't want everyone to get murdered immediately, or then it misses out on the loot. Gets sunk to the bottom of the ocean.
It is crazy, like the size of like the robot.
Yeah,
that
thing was
the
fucking
shark.
Crazy.
Like,
both of them, because
like, let's not forget how big the fucking Sunnygo is.
Yeah,
Sunnygo is
crazy
gigantic, like very big.
Yeah. So, and that's like it's literally it was like palming the Sunny.
No, yeah, like, I thought, damn, that was...
Yeah, literally, fuck, gripped up.
But, I mean, really did just grip up the side of the ship. Like, that shit was a basketball, like...
And then we meet the first Vega. Well, for our first Vega we meet. Yeah. Encounter. It's still too early for me to remember all their names, to be honest with you. I'm still learning all of them.
The evil.
It turns out there's a lot of them.
The toxic white girl, Lilith.
Yeah, Lilith. Love her design.
I'm not saying not yet. I fucking love her. She's
Luffy, Jinbei, all them wash ashore, Egghead, and what's the first thing they do? They start up to getting fuckery. Luffy starts looking for food. They fucking find food in a vending machine. Future plot line.
They find the greatest inventions of all time. Like a thing that can make food out of nothing. They step into an island that, keep in mind, when they're approaching, it is a blizzard outside. Like, it's a blizzard island. This is a winter island. It's blizzarding all the time. And then they get in, and it's suddenly the fucking nicest temperature they've ever felt in their lives in this place. Clear skies, nothing happening.
A dragon is fighting a robot casually.
They see a dragon in a rope. Like, the goofiest shit they just walk into and then don't understand anything that's happening.
Yeah.
And then Luffy, being the airhead bozo that he is, but we love him, then just shoots himself trying to attack them and then flies through them. And then they're dumbfounded because guess what? They don't know what holograms are.
First time seeing a fucking hologram. Know.
And then, oh my God.
Luffy thinks basic robots are like the best shit ever.
And then like they just the simple shit, like they get to the, the top of the labo phase. Bless you. They get to the top of the labo phase. And they're on the escalator. They're just they've stepped on sky clouds.
Bro,
they walked on the fucking sky, and they're blown away by an escalator. Like, this is the stupidest
and a vending
shit.
Machine, a high tech vending machine.
You've walked on the clouds.
That's just how Luffy is. That's how easy he is to impress. He's like, yeah, but can clouds make me food?
That is fair.
All right, they can't. I can eat this vending machine thing.
Nah, yeah, and the coconuts up there was hard as hell. He couldn't eat them shits.
Couldn't do nothing. Yeah, can't eat none of this bullshit. So what else have we seen really? Not too much more of that. The anime is just right around there.
And then we learn Bonnie is the officially like anime people learns that because manga people pretty much like was guessing that at this point.
This is the blurred line for me now, because we're getting into like the where the anime ends, the manga picks up. So, spoiler alerts for the manga here.
Yeah,
from
but
this
I say
point
yeah, because it's getting a little. Oh
wait.
Now.
Also, you said you wanted to hate on the outro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I hate on it. It's not bad, but like, it's just not as good as the last one.
Yeah,
one was
like, slap.
That one we got, which I'm so glad that it was that good because that was the first one we got.
I was mad it was not longer. Like, why did it fucking leave so early? It was like fucking 20 episodes or some shit I was around for. Less than that, maybe.
Because the outro was just for post-Wano.
Dumb.
It is what it is, man. Can't keep it. If it don't fit, if it ain't fitting.
But the intro?
The intro? Oh, my God.
They missed out on not using the fucking the manga teaser trailer music. You ever see that one?
Yeah, that is hot. But I'm like, yo.
They should have fucking used that one. This one's great, though.
The previous one was fire.
And you know it's not better, though? It's not better than Mashal season 2.
No, that one is hot.
Mashal season 2 is crazy, bro.
It's just so funny that they just did something like that.
Let's see what it's at on fucking YouTube.
I'm about to say, how many fucking views does that shit have now? 17 million.
No, that's not even right.
Oh. But seventeen million on that is crazy.
63 million. I was like, yeah, that's not the intro, the right one.
63 million is crazy.
63 million in a month.
The name of the song is crazy.
Bling, bang, bang. It's such a vibe, bro. It's getting 18 million on casual side channels.
That's
ridiculous.
Not
even the main.
That's ridiculous.
And
that's just great to see, like, that, and as, when you're a long-time anime fan, and that's just great to see, like, people be thinking, like, long-time anime, like, well, I want to see new series just fail. We fucking love seeing this shit when these fucking, different series just, like, have these big moments for themselves.
Yeah.
Like, this is good to see. We like having more good series to watch.
And that's how you guys know I'm not One Piece biased, because I even admitted, it was hard, but I admitted that
Mashal's like,
was better, and it dropped like the same week as fucking OP's new intro. I couldn't even deny it that One Piece was second place this time for the intro. Intro only. That's it, though.
the thing One Piece got over it, it had the back-to-back, because they had back-to-back intros that was like, damn, these are hot. But not yet. The outro for the second one we just got now, which is cool that we get outros again, but second one was just like, eh.
So then, it's a skip. Getting into the manga, obviously, Luffy comes across all of the Vegapunks. They all meet. We're going to skip speed on this part. Yeah. They all meet. All the Straw Hats come together at one point. They all meet. All the Vegapunks, all the Straw Hats together. Everyone's chilling. Everything happens to start to go to shit, though. Right?
I about to say, yeah, like, we... Bonnie's talking about Kuma and stuff, and then the Pacifista.
Because, as we said, Bonnie wants to clap Vegapunk. Yeah. She said that off rip from, like, episode one when we sat down.
Because right now we, well, we're in manga, so we can just talk.
You can talk freely now.
At this point,
freely now.
Get the fuck out of here. We last chance. literally, like, last chance. But Bonnie, at this point, is talking about, like, how, like, because everyone's in the dark still at this point with information.
Yeah.
Bonnie's thinking Vegapunk just fucking... basically out of the one of doing science shit. Because he is like that. He
stabbed Kuma in the back, fucked him over.
Just made him a fucking robot. And then you got somebody like Jinbei, who's also ignorant with information. He's thinking these things about Kuma. And then we see his backstory. Bro, this man is literally the purest fucking man of all time. Yeah. Like, there ain't nobody that's a better man than this man.
But you also have to think, like, Jinbei knows Kuma back when he was earning the name Kuma the Tyrant while he was working for the fucking Gorosei.
Remember, he doesn't.
What?
He doesn't know.
Work like, for them.
He never knows him personally.
Yeah, but he, not personally, but he knows the rumor. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just like Nami, Nami knows fucking all about Ace and shit, but she never met Ace. She heard about him.
Yeah, him and
And like, when you see wanted posters, you see shit like that, the world government talks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's a warlord, so he's privy to certain information even civilians aren't, on top of that.
Yeah, you see the reaction between him and Ace looking at the bounties and stuff. They're like, who this new warlord dude? Ace, like, oh, should I go beat this one up too? Because Ace beat up the other one, which we still never seen him. Crazy how he's not going to show that. Like, all right.
Maybe. One day, maybe.
One day. Or the anime.
Yeah.
One more thing about the anime, just real quick.
Yeah.
Aokiji scene and the Blackbeard and Law shit.
Honestly,
oh my god, was cooking.
Honestly, I felt like that was even better. It made Blackbeard look bad.
Bro, what? Blackbeard. Oh my god.
I'm saying in comparison to the two. Like I'm saying between the two fights, like the Aokiji scene looked
made Kuzan look like him, bro.
Because this is my thing. We talked about this in the last episode that you clearly ain't motherfucker listened to, motherfucker. So I just feel like Blackbeard, even though he was using Whitebeard's power, like we saw he came from the sky, hit that fucking quake attack, right? Law and Law's like third string man is standing beside him. Bro. And they both withstood the attack without even dropping to a knee. The third string man withstood the attack.
If
Whitebeard did that shit, that whole bitch would have been gone.
We kind of briefly talked about it already. But we kind of briefly did. But no. It is not. No. I'm sorry.
Yep.
He did that. Bro, the motherfuckers was stun locked. They could not move.
D-list characters.
Law couldn't move.
Yeah.
Law even hit.
This but
is one power.
He didn't even drop to a knee. He just couldn't move.
Yes, he did drop to a knee. Luffy. He was on his knees. Law was on his knees. He dropped to a knee, sword and all. All
right. All right. I'm just going to trust you. I don't remember. I only saw episode once, but all right. But still, he didn't fucking die.
No, but guess what he did? Law tried
It just stayed him there for a second.
Law tried to keep pushing. He grabbed. Corrosion, and it's over.
And then he caught a motherfucking sword to the chest. Blackbeard did.
And ate that. Double the damage.
Mid-sky.
Or double the pain. Double
Which
the
also,
pain.
I'm surprised double he has no way. He has two double fruits, has no way to move in the sky.
Well, no.
You figure nothing out, dog.
No.
You figure nothing out to move in the sky with two double fruits.
I mean, he don't. He can suspend himself with the quake fruit.
Whatever,
that's what Van Auger for. Keep it bro. From teleport, Iron, teleport maybe. Me away, bro.
Yeah, how'd that work?
It worked.
He
teleported Auger, him right onto
Van Auger.
Van Auger, I'm not gonna lie, it's getting in the highest
piecing up cracker shit.
He's getting the highest push I've ever seen. This man is getting the hot, which also I keep telling Dylan this. I keep bringing it up, and I will eventually release it. Don't know when, but But because I want it to be perfect, because I just have the belief. Lafitte, bro, we still have not seen this fucker. We just saw the Black Pure Pirates finally show up and do what they did, which that moment's crazy. Van Auger is literally acting like he's the him of the series. But
see, another thing we talked about in the last episode was the whole Lafitte theory and talking about fucking his first appearance being showing up at the fucking summit on top of Pangaea's castle and shit.
You want to know why he brought I got now I have to listen to this shit tonight, because you want to know why he brought this up. I brought this up to this
at work the other day. No, but I had seen a TikTok about Lafitte and saying about, like, do you guys remember his first appearance, blah blah blah,
just
and
I was like man, Mihawk, let me send Goku on,
but like it literally even shows Doflamingo was surprised. Doflamingo was there.
They were like, you know what I mean? Huh, even Mihawk, yeah. Mihawk ? That boy was like, huh, how did you get here? Sengoku's like, yo.
Yeah,
and Sengoku, then Suru's there too. And Suru's no pushover. Yeah. Sengoku, Suru, and Garp, they are the trio. They're the trio. And they're all like, oh. And Suru's like, oh, I know who you are. You're, oh, I'm glad you know my name. Yeah. And then just swaggy with it. He just tap dancing.
This is what I was saying, though. Lafitte, he got up to the top of Pangaea Castle, right? You think that was him, or you think that was Van Auger?
It was him. You want to know why? Because he's still the only Blackbeard Pirate's fruit that has not been revealed. We know he has a fruit. In Marineford, we saw him fly down with the wings.
I heard it's suspected that he has a hypnosis fruit.
With angel wings?
Like, no, like just like with his voice or some shit like that. I don't know. That was just like what I heard rumors of. I don't know what's true.
Is he like Angel from X-Men?
No, like, what do you call it? Like, fucking, what's his name from Jujutsu Kaisen?
Oh, fuck.
But he's allowed to say other words. Yeah.
I was like, I'm blanking on his
name. I'm just talking like rice cracker words and shit like that. Fucking.
Instead of the, like, the ingredients, he, like, just says some, like, basic ass shit, like, bubblegum.
So then, going off into that, we get a very long backstory about, an emotional as fuck backstory about Kuma, his whole entire life, and starting from the backstory with Ivanka. Also, love seeing more of Ivanka's backstory.
Eva, young Eva.
Jenny. The whole build up of that, everything that happened with him as a pacifista, everything with him meeting the Gorosei, everything, all of that shit. Learn everything, mostly everything. I still think there's a little bit more that they're gonna drip in here and there, but most of it, 80%, I feel like we got Akuma now.
No, we've got Kuma's story. Like,
you think fully 100%?
Yeah, that's Kuma's story. That's all we needed to see. There's no need to see more suffering of the man. Like,
not suffering, no, but I think there's more story to tell between him and Dragon. For sure.
Nah. That could be even, done with Dragon.
Or even if we got
to... still got to talk about Dragon at some point.
Yeah. I can't wait to fucking see about him.
Oh, my God. I can't, bro. I tell people... Yo, when I tell people, I know where my stocks land. It's goddamn the Monkey Trio. I know who are the hymns of the series. It's Monkey D. fucking Luffy, Monkey D. Garp, and Monkey D. fucking Dragon. Nobody's gonna be better than these.
Well, see, and that's the thing is with you, like you said, Monkey D. Garp.
But Garp's on the way out.
Yeah, as you just,
He's my favorite character. I will literally stop reading for maybe 3-4 weeks if he dies.
So let's talk about Garp. We know that Akoji is now part of fucking the Blackbeard Pirates, unfortunately.
It's official. You know,
Garp's apprentice.
We all knew it, but...
First apprentice.
Yeah, the wait till it's official.
But Obi-Wan
that apprentice shit, that's mad cool.
We didn't know that.
That Kuzan is, I thought you were saying the... But no, him being an apprentice of him is mad cool. Like, make Garp more and more entrenched into the fucking mythos of the show.
Yeah.
Which he already is. I mean,
for sure.
It's not like he's
been
here
since. He's been one of the longest running characters so far.
This is the rival of the pirate king.
But we see him pull up to save Kobe, who was kidnapped from Boa's Island, like we saw. I don't know. I'm not really entirely sure why Rayleigh even let him leave with Kobe. I guess they will have
no cat Rayleigh
relationship.
Oh, wait, because
like
he's a Navy.
Yeah, Rayleigh don't give a fuck, but, Rayleigh I guess Rayleigh doesn't know, you know.
Rayleigh don't know Kobe knows,
Luffy. He knew, he knew Luffy. Yeah, it would have been a different story for sure.
But since he don't know, he's just a Navy officer.
Dude. Yeah, so he's like, whatever, take him on the fuck. That's just another bartering chip, you know what I mean? Yeah, to, like, for him to let Bo alone.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah, take Kobe, get the fuck out, leave Bo alone.
Which, I'm not gonna lie, don't let that because, bro, Blackbeard's just fucking him. Stop, don't let that confuse you that Boa's, like, weak or some shit. You saw the bounty, bro. No. She has a billion.
She forced to sail me. She has over a billion. She forced to sail me.
Like, I'm about to say facts. Yeah, he could not just kill her right there. Yeah. Or he kind of
loses everything.
His plans, he can't do nothing.
He needs to restart. He needs to literally restart.
Especially, you want to know why? Because of the recent event that just happened. Boa low-key had the key to stopping Blackbeard of everything. If she low-key was willing to fucking sacrifice herself and let Katarina Devon be permanently petrified, they're fucked.
Yeah.
Because she can't touch Saturn then.
Yeah.
Their plan's fucked. That's the entire plan.
Yeah.
So
Boa's hurt.
Yeah. Boa's hurt.
Obviously, that's how we got statue right there. Respect
oh
Boa.
My god. Like,
car right there. Respect Boa.
Bro, and then we saw it in Stampede. We saw her when she turned up for fucking Luffy.
Well, the only one that kicked him.
Wait, yo, she did damage. The coolest shit when she body. Was running that. Yo, that shit was
light
mad
speed.
Cool,
even Enwa was like, obviously. Of course, Luffy's girl don't listen either.
Exactly. Like, of course, this bitch wasn't. Like, yeah. God damn it.
Fucking.
And then I said jokingly one time, I'm like, yo, please, like, don't be surprised, everyone, when Boa throws the craziest Advanced Conqueror's Haki attack because Luffy's injured or some shit. Because she has to protect Luffy or some shit. She's gonna throw the craziest attack at somebody. Just don't be shocked when you see it. I'm just letting people
know. So, obviously, who pulls up first on the island? Fucking.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to say, yeah. So.
Bitch ass.
I got
Lucci trying to get the fucking run back on
CP0. Oh yeah, yo, Egghead is a great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's unbelievable
to
show you.
Because yo, so
it starts with a rematch.
It starts with that. Yeah, it starts with the rematch with CP0. So we got that. Cool. We seeing Gear 5 just he's just fucking this man up. Like, just bro says, I'ma take the goggles out of thin air and put it on my face. Dawn, fucking gum.
That was
rocket.
Literally the very first frame that, like, finally gave us full on, like, Toon Force proof. You know what I mean?
Nah, yeah.
Like,
we're like
he made hair out of nothing. He made
doing shit.
Like, he's fabricating shit out of
let
nothing.
Let alone what he just did. We'll get to that. Don't worry. But to finish up like this first, the CP0 section, then we'll
all the Seraphims come, everyone starts brawling. Seraphims and CP0,
yeah,
versus the Straw Hats, and Vegapunk's like on off helping,
yeah,
facts. Obviously, one's helping, one's not.
But then, like in the midst of all this, Shaka, which by the way, you know, there's six Vegapunks at this point, we all know this. There's Shaka the good, there's Lilith the bad, evil. There's Pythagoras, Wisdom, there's Edison, there's Atlas, there's York.
Damn, my man's memory is crazy.
If you need a big mom pirate, bro, I got...
Damn, bro.
Yo.
He got all 52 sons and daughters.
Perks of fucking literally showing people this series and then having to re-see it again and again and again. You just like, fuck. God damn it. This shit's ingrained. But anyway. Just seeing... So, we see... oh my god. We get an amazing moment from fucking Luffy. This is why he is the hem of hems and I will never be changed and altered different. Yusuke is a close second.
Yeah.
This man is like, yo, I'm gonna let you go free. You wanna know why? Because I know you're pussy. I know you can't beat me. So... Don't be pissed and try to go hurt my friends or I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, I'm gonna clap your ass. Yeah.
What?
And then they like hold him prisoner.
And then I'm about to say them crossing. I need that statue. Yeah. I need that statue. Them crossing their legs
when
on
that
the couch.
Bro, I'm definitely gonna get that shit when it drops.
Like, what? They gotta make that a statue. That's an amazing statue right there. But like, yeah, so them fucking up CP0.
Light work.
But then in the midst of all this, Bonnie and we finally meet the real Vegapunk, the Stella. Meet the Stella body, Vegapunk, the guy we've been hearing about, the genius, the fucking
big headed ass motherfucker,
the guy that creates all these crazy ass weapons for the world government. Yes, this guy,
him.
It's a guy with a not anymore. He has an apple for a fucking head.
Yeah, now.
Like, yo, just...
His shit was wild. What was your reaction? I'm so glad they changed his
name. When you first
I was really worried, because when I heard he had the brain fruit, I was really fucking worried about what he was
doing. I'm about to say, yeah, he's a devil fruit eater. That's so funny that he's
like, this dude, because you never know with Oda. He's either going to look badass as fuck, or wild as shit. And he went wild as shit.
Young him looked like him.
Young him looked like Jimmy Neutron.
Exactly, with the noggin, bro.
Only way worse.
Alright, but...
Jimmy knew how, like, his brain blast, but it never went out the ears. It just kept going.
I thought his young design was funny because his head would stretch out of the panel. Would stretch literally out of the panel. But, to keep moving on to, what was happening next. So, Vegapunk and Bonnie finally interact with each other. And remember, Bonnie is still in the dark at this point. So, we're seeing... how Bonnie is like, then like, yo, why you think my dad and stuff? I'm like, you reading all that stuff? You're like, all right, this will get cleared up. But then you actually start get like more. Oda is really good at just having you, okay, don't feel like this is just being forced dialogue. This is actually a moment that you should care about, and because it's going to lead into something that you're really going to want to care about. And he does a good job with that. I'm proud of that. I can always say One Piece does that very well. But so we get to then back to Libel phase. So that's before the Lucci fight that they see them in a crossing because he attacks Atlas because Lucci's a fucking asshole and was told not to attack anybody. But so
why would he respect Luffy? Shit?
Exactly. But he, oh yeah. Oh, we'll get to that.
He's a petty bitch. So.
But so still we'll stay in this part of the Libel phase because we'll get to a whole nother section. We then get the reveal. So this is where we, at this point where we're reading the manga currently, we're then starting to, like, get the feeling like, oh my god, we are in the final saga. Because when we get the when we see, okay, first off, crazy underrated, like, scene, like, how just effortlessly he just wove that in of, like, Stussy just snuck Lucci, Lucci and Kaku, like, just, like, with the lipstick fucking sea stone, bitch was ready. Like, that was an elite plan that was not plot contrived also, anything. Like,
underrated ass thing to carry.
And then we see that she has a devil fruit. It's like bat wings. We don't know what it is yet. It's like some vampire shit.
Vampire,
she stunned them. Like, yo, what? And then you see Miss Buckingham Stussy clone of the fucking former original member of the Rocks Pirates. What the fuck?
More importantly, the mother of...
Oh, yeah. A fucking weird... oh, yeah. That the old bitch is fucking... Yeah, we see that, too.
Son.
Which Marco is going to come at some point during all this. Marco's going to show up. So...
Don't know about that. We'll see.
No, not during Egghead arc, but, like, he'll show up eventually because we're going to have to deal with Weevil and that type of shit. Yo, that's what I'm saying. Egghead is literally just doing so much.
Yeah, he's literally dropping bombs. We got dragon flashbacks.
We got that shit with Weevil. That's what I'm saying. Then we move into the flashback with Vegapunk and Dragon at Ohara, bro. We go to the Ohara shit, and we see the fucking new giant pirates picking up the books, which, all right, finally, my first gripe of Egghead.
Nah, you're about to say some bullshit. What?
I do not like that Saul is alive. He should be dead. I do not like that for me, of course, because, you know, everybody can think the backstory is still just as good. It's still a good backstory, but it's not the best backstory to me anymore. Choppers is better now. Laws is better now. Nami's is better now. Saul being alive simply just makes it not as emotional now to me. Of Robin's backstory. Sure, yeah, all of Ohara got the story, but she really only gave a fuck about Saul. But I mean,
at the same time,
we already saw,
though, foreshadowing of this. He fully froze Robin and Luffy completely, and we literally saw him that same exact day after freezing Saul, releasing Robin on Saul's boat. The whole island's on fire, so presumably he melts in the fire.
Nah, yeah, I know.
I feel you, though. I feel you. They did make just it seem like...
But that's what I'm saying. It's not... It doesn't make the... Because all the other people died. So it doesn't make it bad in a sense. I will never say that. That's one of the best flashbacks in the series still.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
It's just like, damn, this was just by far my fucking favorite. Yeah. And you just killed it. Because I'm like, damn, this scene really fucking was like, damn, she just lost fucking everything.
See, my thing with like, Robin is I respect her backstory more because but it's I like did, the struggle, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. I did appreciate that she went through all that struggle and she got something good finally. Finally, at the end. Like, something finally good. Like, I mean, she has the Shaw hat.
Because, like, realistically, she only knew Saul for, like, a week.
So what?
Was it nothing crazy? It wasn't even that long.
She was the realest motherfucker.
I feel you. I feel you.
But, yeah.
So after all of CP0 gets clapped up,
about to say, yeah, we in the
fucking Kizaru, unfortunately, pulls up with a whole ass buster call.
Oh, whoa. Right before, I guess, because this is important, this is going to tie into what's going to happen in the next little phase of the arc. We see, like, the Seraphim have pulled up, like we said, yep. And we see Boa Seraphim interacting with, I believe, Frankie, Usopp, Lilith, and York, and I think another one of the Vegapunks, but they attack and petrify everyone, and York is the only one that gets petrified. York gets petrified first.
Yeah.
York gets petrified first.
She fell for that shit immediately.
So that's
she was
thing,
like, you're so cute.
Yeah, that's a thing that's to pay attention to because she then we later see that she asked to get petrified first. By the way, yes, spoiler, she's the traitor.
Yeah.
Of the whole thing because they learn there's a traitor and everything. But yeah, that's like a detail that like was supposed to give that away right there. That was detail number one. But so then we get to the labo phase, or the egg phase, whatever. The egg, we're inside the fucking egg.
Yeah.
And also, we do get a little tiny nice detail, which I love these fucking things, because these are things we can then use to then say, all right, this is how much this does, this is how long this takes, or et cetera, et cetera. Luffy's Gear 5 recharge takes, what did it say? Like 10
minutes? 5 minutes.
Because whatever that said, his fuck, that
yeah,
to get
ride
to the
for
thing,
the
ride,
the monorail
is
ride.
Is how long it takes. So that's what I'm like, his stamina is dog shit, but it's a 5 minute recharge. Yeah. Like, that ain't shit.
And his stamina's not really that dog
and
shit. Cause,
it's only life threatening if he does Gear 5 back to back without recharging.
Because, see, when he went down that first time, right? Like, not after Lucci.
Yeah.
Right? But when he's fighting Kizaru and he goes down that first time after he's been fighting, brawling with Kizaru trying to hold him off,
yeah.
He goes through that fucking death laser
fucking
beam wall
twice.
So I don't think his stamina is that trash. I think that he took
that's
a
more
fuck
so
ton of damage
that's more
that
so
time.
Endurance,
you know
though.
What I mean?
That's more so endurance.
Yeah, but I'm sure like with Luffy, it's all the same thing because that's
yeah,
like he.
I mean, there is no
it all.
Such
it
thing
all is
whatever.
Just durability and endurance for him with his rubber ass ability.
There's no such thing as durability, endurance, or stamina with this.
Yeah, you're not like really doing damage to him. You're just chipping away at.
That's
him
the whole
always.
Point of the Katakuri fight.
Yeah.
There is no out stamina, enduranceing. Durability, nothing with Luffy. Even Kaido couldn't fucking do it.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, but, maybe for 1v1, maybe, but Full Hell Kaido, you know what I'm saying? Kaido fought a lot of motherfuckers before
Luffy
he got to
was
Gear 5
at
Luffy.
Lower health than Kaido
a
and
lot
still beat him.
Motherfuckers before. I mean, yeah, Luffy wasn't fed up, you know what I'm saying?
Luffy
he didn't
was
eat a whole lot.
Luffy
he
got
ate a little
fucked
bit.
Up during that entire
he
fight.
A little bit. Some
and
apples.
He won. Yes, he had help, but he fucking won.
So then Kizaru pulls up with a motherfucking buster call.
I about to say, yeah.
And
they say, yeah, the buster call is coming. That shit's crazy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
Kizaru gets one-shotted by a goddamn that star railgun
yeah.
shit that Luffy hit
oh,
Kaido with.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about him.
Drops
him. Fuck. Not Konohamaru.
Who? Describe him. What
the,
you
the
like?
Buddha nigga. The dude who Luffy Sengoku? Fought in Sabaody. The guy that calls him Uncle Kizaru.
The one who's in charge of all of
yeah,
the...
all the Seraphim.
Sentamaru.
Well, not all the...
that's
well,
his name,
Sentamaru. Yeah, Sentamaru. I'm a lot of blanked on
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I will blank on Sentamaru, but I won't blank on the fucking Vegapunk.
I know, right? Like, what the fuck?
But, nah, yeah. So, Sentamaru... he got fucking injured earlier because fucking Lucci snuck his ass.
He tried to stand up. I respect him, though.
But yeah, nah. Because Kizaru pulls up, because Kizaru,
he has a light fruit. He's going to go ahead. Fucking, that's
no, the... No shit you can do about it, dog. Like, you gotta just let him go, bro.
And then, yo, he stood up. He was like, yo, listen.
You're going to have to piece me up. You have to beat my ass right now.
Bro, he like
Kizaru said, that's fine.
That's fine. I don't want to do it, but like, yo, that's fine. Fine, bro. I gotta get business is business, man.
We got an actual problem upstairs right now.
The Gorosei is kind of like right there. I have to do this.
Saturn at that point was still on the boat chilling. He won't come out until Kizaru catches that strong right.
Well, there was the hint with Saturn's powers. Like, we didn't know yet because it was still not, you know, specified. It could have been just all Emu. With when we saw the Sabo scene, which that's another thing, like we see attacking and shit. Which I say that in that right there, that was Emu. I think Emu gives them all their powers. That's why I think Luffy, Zoro, and Sanji. I think they're about to, because right now at this moment, spoiler alert, the current chapter that just dropped. It just dropped. We don't snitch.
Oh yeah,
we don't snitch.
Yeah, I didn't say nothing.
This podcast released on Monday.
This ain't coming out till after. Don't worry.
This came on. This March ain't going.
Yeah, March 4th.
This was recorded on March
4th. Actually, this was recorded on March 17th. Just to be safe, you know. We're talking about a chapter from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. What you mean? But So we are seeing the fucking entire Gorosei pull up. And Luffy, bro, first off, that's why I say I was saying him the earlier.
Well, we just saw one.
Luffy is
just him. Saturn. Just Saturn pulled up first.
Luffy is fucking
just him. Saturn pulled up first. Saturn changed into his fucking demon form.
And super demon form.
Demon spider super form, yeah. he fought pretty much everyone. Bonnie, Sanji, Luffy, Gear 5 Luffy. Kizaru briefly when he showed up. You know what I'm saying?
He has not touched him.
Yeah, tried to fight Gear 5 Luffy. So I've been pretty surprised with his power. The Devil Fruit thing lines up with the like ancient mythology and stuff. So it tracks with Oda's shit for sure, with how he likes to do characters and like resemble the fucking history.
But I was right though. With what I thought of them, I knew they were not. Like above, like admirals in terms of strength, I knew they weren't. The gods, knights are gonna
really.
Be stronger
I think he's still
them.
Stronger than. I think he's still stronger than. He's still stronger than Kizaru.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Bro, Kizaru actually hit Luffy.
Bro, literally just
Kizaru
based off the.
Kizaru sent him flying through a
based
fucking
off
laser.
The, that's because he's fast. Kizaru's fast.
What? So because he
did nothing. It did nothing, Luffy. He had to damage Luffy using Vegapunk's super fucking like futuristic 2077 lightsaber beams to damage Luffy. He didn't damage him. He kicked him into a fucking lightsaber death wall.
Which is a bit. Kaido threw him in the ocean.
Yeah. Didn't work.
Which how?
Didn't work either, huh? How'd that work for Kaido?
But
no, we literally just saw, like you said, Luffy just pancake smashed these motherfuckers. And,
yo,
and what is Kizaru doing? Kizaru is slept again.
Yo, he is. He's the new Vegeta. Yo, I said it while I was reading. He has the new Vegeta meme. He's about to be the new Vegeta.
Bro, I saw people online calling him Pete Zaru.
Nah, facts. Yo, bro was twirling them niggas like Pete. Yo, like, bro, Luffy is fucking dumb.
But
like,
who immediately counterattacked? Saturn. What happened with Kizaru? What happened with Kizaru?
Slept.
That's what I'm saying. Are the admirals a different league? No. But are they stronger? Are the Gorosei stronger? The Gorosei are definitely stronger than admirals, but like not fucking Luffy level. We just saw Luffy snatch up two of them at the same time.
Like the funniest panel of the chapter is Luffy just holding Kizaru and having his hand on fucking Saturn and just like, what's going on? Because the broadcast is going on.
Well, it's even like so iconic too, because that's our first time seeing like badass Gear 5. You know what I mean? Everyone was hating because we always get goofy.
But we
Gear
saw
5.
Badass Gear 5 though. We saw badass Gear 5 twice, versus
but not
Kaido.
Not angry,
not
badass,
super
like
angry,
that.
But
not
we
like
got
that.
To see
you know,
like
not that panel. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
not that panel work. You know?
No, I know, but like I'm saying, we did see some two cool ass moments, like him hit the Gear 2 pose to because now that's meant
yeah,
for
now
Gear.
That,
now that's the
hard.
Gear.
The Gear
now that's the Gear
hard.
5 pose
yeah.
at this point. That's just now that's for gear five, because for gear two, he just goes into it. Like, yeah, he literally just does it.
But it's iconic because you're seeing Kizaru is the one who completely stopped them on Sabo D. Luffy Kizaru literally couldn't do nothing. Usopp could do nothing. Zoro could do nothing. No one could do nothing to Kizaru except Rayleigh.
I'm just letting everybody know Sabo's or Dragon is fighting a kind of...
But I'm saying now we're seeing now we're seeing Luffy, the guy who stopped him two and a half years ago at this point, the guy who ruined everything, he's bitching him, literally. He's not even dignifying him. He's worried about the Gorosei. He's not even paying attention to Kizaru.
We're not the same.
That's collateral.
We're not the same.
Kizaru's just in the way.
We're not the same.
I will respect that Kizaru's gotten up like three times now.
Kizaru's still
he got some durability for being just some light particles.
He's getting back in the battle.
Gorosei gets shooketh as fuck.
And then, like we said, the flashback also happens like during this part now, like in the story, which, like we said, the flashback, no need to really touch on it much. It's a heavy thing. You might as well, if anything, read it. I'd rather not talk about that. Because, you're not going to be able to break that down.
We're not going into the flashback. The Kuma flashback is just...
Just please read
that. Yeah, I'm not crying. I'm not crying in front of Jaquan right now. You know what I'm saying?
Not even that. Like, you can't break that. Like, just read it. That's, all you can do to fully, grasp how fucking damn near perfect that shit was. It is what it is. But after that, we see that, because shit we're forgetting with.
The Gorosei gets shook and summons the four other Gorosei.
Nah, fuck that. But, before then, we know that part. But, there's still more stuff that be happening, in the intermingled parts. So, let's then talk, because then we're going to get to the other parts that are separate from Egghead. So we then see
there's only one part the little this separate from Egghead.
There's two.
Name them.
We gotta talk about Hachinosu too.
What?
We gotta talk about Hachinosu and we gotta talk.
No, that was not important.
We gotta talk about Elbaf.
Elbaf's important.
How's Hachinosu not important?
Don't care about that.
Damn. Okay. Whatever. Fuck you. Be hating on the king.
I mean, it's important, but we already touched on. Nah, we already touched on Garb guy. We got sidetracked. But. Fucking, we'll cover that right now. Yeah. We already covered, pretty much up to the
board. Actually, nah, it's fine.
Garp got motherfucking...
Garp's just, he's just simply him. Cool to see Kobe finally,
he's still him. Honestly, Impact is gonna hit on the internet. That shit's gonna, that anime is gonna be...
Galaxy Impact, both of them are gonna be... Toei's going crazy for Garp. Unbelievable. Toei's going crazy for Garp. But... Not yet. There's really not
that's
much.
That's why the Blackbeard
pirate. When he's fighting Kuzon too.
What I'm telling. That's why the Blackbeard Law fight didn't get any extra love, because that's where the budget's going. It's going to the Blackbeard Garp
fight. They said yes. Give it to Garp, please.
Yeah, we need all of that. It's gonna be 10 crazy episodes.
Nah, please, I will. Oh my god, I'm there.
But unfortunately, Kizaru does get the better hand of Garp.
Yeah,
and that's kind of where we left him off. Because we don't really know.
It's just because they outnumbered.
It kind of looked like you're right. Yeah, it is some of it.
He's outnumbered. I mean, it is.
And he's old. He's far past.
He's fucking past his prime. He's still doing that shit, man. Get the fuck out of here. Yo, that's what I'm saying. People don't understand how fucking strong these motherfuckers were back then.
Yeah, crazy, unbelievable.
That's why I'm like, oh my god. But no, that's a whole separate thing. That'll be a whole tangent. We then see little separate fights in moments that are pretty cool in Egghead, just to capitalize it all. We see moments like Lucci and Zoro, they get to clash, so it's like, oh shit, bet.
I'm not speaking Zoro on that.
Yeah, that's happening, but Zoro's going to win. Like you said,
if Zoro wins at all, now, it's because... It was Black History Month.
Oh my fucking...
And that's gonna upset me.
I watched the funniest thing, bro really was nerfed for Black History Month, bro. His powers were stopped. His
power was weakened.
Bro. It's his kryptonite. Now it's March.
It was a leap year, too. That was why it felt extra long. Like, we haven't seen him in a little
while. Now it's March. It's Women's History Month.
Yeah.
Now Kuina from the grave is giving him the strength.
Yep.
This man's about to charge up.
About to Onigiri one shot fucking Kizaru, fucking cat, Kizaru, fucking bitch ass Lucci.
Oh my god. Nah, yeah.
What's it's the good. Pigeon doing too, by the way?
I'm about to say, yeah, the pigeon ain't.
Well, pigeon's about to sneak Zoro, no. But we haven't seen him in a long time.
I'm about to say that, bro. Sneaking. He's sneaking.
But,
and then Sanji gets a couple.
Sanji gets, yo, bro, fuck Sanji.
I literally, that's what I'm saying. I never hate, and I always love seeing what both.
I'm not giving like. Sanji love till I see in the anime.
He literally, okay, so we'll name the couple things he does. He teleports from the opposite side of the island to save fucking Pythagoras.
Okay.
He also takes a attack that is explicitly, even Luffy can take damage from this attack, and he's fucking rubber.
He's literally a super Nazi robot who is fucking auto-regen ability. He had his fucking neck and all of his legs and shit broken, and he punched him back into place. Of course he can take a fucking Saturn attack.
And is that his fault? No.
Zoro's a human. He don't got no fucking...
And Zoro exo, leeching off Odin.
Five Nights at Freddy's exoskeleton inside of him. Fucking.
Zoro's leeching off Odin's hockey.
Hey, is what it is, dog.
He leeching, bro.
He needs something. He said, can't be the only straight up... The only other straight up humans. Usopp.
Odin, bless me.
And look at Usopp.
Nah, Usopp, bro, he about to get
Nami,
powers.
Nami got her power off of fucking Big Mom.
Nah, Nami's a thief. I love that she's gotten all her shit by robbing.
Yeah.
Except,
Usopp. It does fit her character.
That she robbed Zeus. Like, the fuck? She straight up robbed that. That's mad cool that her major power came from straight thievery. So, but nah, yeah. So, yeah, Sanji's got some cool moments. Frankie had a couple cool moments, honestly.
Frankie's been getting love. I'm happy about that.
Jinbei, they've been always
showing him. This should have been a big Frankie arc, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, this was his shit. Damn. Like, he was spent 2 years in fucking Vegapunk's old factory.
Like, God
Home
damn.
Factory.
He could
his still, home island.
You know what the, like, he could still get the light gloves? Because that was said. Like, that's not just gonna, like, he has to, that somebody has crazy. To hit Kizaru with that.
Yeah.
What if that motherfucker sneaks that motherfucker with
a
that
strong
shit?
Right with strong a light right with the right?
Yeah, that, nah. Yes. Oh, yes. What?
Yeah, it does fit.
And doing it General Frankie, too, just to make it even more of a cooler panel, just to see a cooler drawing. Yes. Fuck yes.
And that's I definitely feel like that's the level where admirals are at now. I feel like everyone on the crew is almost admiral level.
People be, because, like, yes, I get it. They don't show hockey and stuff. They don't do all that. And let's get this out the way. I'm starting to think this now in my head, which I could be wrong. You know, it could be clarified at some point. I could be completely wrong. But I feel like the crew all has, like, hockey at this point. I feel like they do. Because they shouldn't be able to fight these enemies that they do with hockey at this point. If they didn't. Now, a lot of them don't have advanced forms of it. Like, that, when we see the...
Have we seen Cha? He's probably the only one.
No, because that's what I'm saying. When we see the black shit, that's like a second stage, like, of it. That's an advanced form that they are using. That's to make it even, like, harder. Pause. Like,
Armina hockey, yeah.
There is a clear form of hockey. We see it used all the time. We see that clear hockey. They are, they're using hockey a lot of the time without
yeah,
just
yeah, I don't care about that,
Armin.
Though. Like, but they're
but,
all admiral.
But I'm just. But that's what I'm saying. That's why you can
but
say
you think,
that, and
but,
that can
but
make
can
sense.
You, do you really feel like Usopp is?
Usopp? No. Usopp's not.
Usopp's the only one who
Usopp's
I don't
like
feel
a,
is
Usopp's
level.
Like a vice admiral level.
Yeah.
Because he was a commander level in Enies
maybe,
Lobby.
Maybe,
they were fighting commanders.
Maybe you gotta treat him like Batman. Like, how much prep time does Usopp get?
I'm about to say, yo, facts. Nah, give him the prep. Nah, with the prep, he was battling Luffy.
Yeah, that's
give
what I'm saying.
No,
how
facts.
Much prep time
give him
got?
Give him the prep, like, but not yet. Like, I say, yeah, like, Luffy, of course. Luffy is, I mean, he's in just that top fucking echelon. Zoro and Sanji, yeah, they're, they can, it could be a 50-50 with an admiral. Admirals is just
nah,
the
Zoro Sanji, I definitely think about, because even, Bo like,
can beat them.
I think, yeah, I think 1v1s, yeah.
1v1s?
I think if Fujitora pulled up on Zoro right now.
Yeah, you're right.
I think like, I don't think he's going like straight
I,
up.
I think because
but see I don't know because why is he struggling with Lucci? So
Lucci's just him.
Is Fujitora white? Do we know? That's what I'm saying, right? Maybe not. So Zoro might have. That's his counter. I mean, he beat Kang. Everyone else.
That's why I say. I say they're definitely on that level. 50-50. I say, like, something could happen both ways that they each could figure out a way to pull up.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, 1v1, I could believe that.
I would love
that.
To see them fight fucking...
Oh, my God, yeah.
Akino. Zora and Sanji versus Akainu. Yeah, it would be crazy. I will never see that, but...
Yeah, we'll never see it.
It would just be a wild fight.
Yeah, some just crazy shit. Like, they team up for him for Luffy because of what he did to him.
Can they get back for him?
That'd be fucking just hilarious, bro.
Petty bullshit.
But, nah, yeah. Like, that'd be mad cool shit. And then Jinbei, like, it's just crazy how we went to this little quick tangent of, like, discussing how we think how they would stack up with, like, levels-wise. Like, Jinbei, yeah, I think he's up there, too. Like, Jinbei's strong, bro. Like,
Jinbei's unfucking real.
Jinbei's a legend in the fucking One Piece verse. Like, let's not forget that. Like, this nigga's name is the first son of the fucking sea. What the fuck? That is one of the most legendary names. That is the second coolest name behind Shiryu of the fucking Rain. Like, Shiryu of the Rain is the most fire name. But
there is some fire names. We should do a tier list. I should do
a fucking One Piece
nickname tier list.
One Piece nickname tier list and a One Piece laugh tier list.
The laugh won't be fucking crazy.
But
so where are we at?
Quickly move. So now we're finally gonna talk about the fucking the shit that was breaking the internet
just this week. Yeah,
no, fuck that. The shit that was breaking the internet.
Which one?
Elbath.
It's been going back every. Oh yeah, Elbath. It's been going off every year. So
my god,
we cut to Elbath. We finally see Elbath for the first time in a billion, million, trillion years.
We see people. We're like,
Shanks,
oh my god,
is chilling there, hang out. We knew Shanks was close, so we knew he had to go somewhere fucking close by. He decides to go to Elbath.
He's got all the bitches on him.
Yeah. It's one of his territories, one of his biggest well-known territories. And
no, yeah, that's the biggest reveal like that, which we kind of, it was some, I feel like there was like a dude that like predicted this because like of the Norse shit that he was connected with, which is mad cool. But not like that. Him having the, like, what did Big Mom say? If she had the fucking giants, it's cooked.
Yeah.
Shanks is lit.
Shanks has the whole new giant pirate. Not even just Shanks, though.
He doesn't have the new giant pirates.
These motherfuckers? Well, the What do we call them now?
It's like we just saw the official name.
Yeah.
Like that Oda wrote out.
Yeah.
When we saw the big panel, the which nice panel. I fucking love that.
But you get to finally see fucking from Little Garden, Broggy and Dory. After a billion years.
Yeah, just chilling on Elbath. They're back home. Like, they were fighting on Little Garden and all that. But we saw
the
cover story.
Eternal Long Post.
Like, that's like mad cool. But,
And, of course, while they're just chilling there, enjoying a few drinks, hanging out, reading the newspaper,
The red-headed bozo.
The other,
and, you know,
ginger. There's only enough space in One Piece for
Captain Killer, respectfully.
No,
Captain Killer. No. He's the leader of that crew to me.
There is no leader of that crew.
No, I respect Killer.
Captain Killer can't even take his mask off, dog. Scrub with no mask.
Yo, he's a real
He got a little bitch. His weapons are trash, too. And that's why he got pieced up. That's why. They use some observation hockey. Shanks does because he's a fucking goat with hockey.
Yo.
And sees that if Captain Mid gets any closer to the island, he's gonna fuck some shit up. Because he does have some wild.
Sees like
devil fruit.
Fucking 10-15 seconds into the future.
Yeah.
We only even Katakuri, the person that
is three times
toted as like the. This nigga is elite. The elite at observation hockey can only see like at a few seconds. This man saw like 15 seconds into the fucking future.
Yeah.
Like,
it was unbelievably impressive. And he decides that he's just going to speed blitz Captain Mid's whole entire ship.
Like, and I can't wait till it's animated.
In one jump.
How I want it to be in one jump. But if it's some cool shit.
It gotta be one jump.
It has to be in one jump to make it mad, mad cool. But they could.
Did you see Film Red?
Yeah.
So you saw how they did it when he speed blitzes Kizaru, where it's like that angle and you see him spin, like rotate. I think that's how they're gonna do it again.
Oh my fucking god. But that's what I'm saying. They could also do some fire shit.
But it's way farther.
Do some fire shit. Because remember where they say he's like the observation hockey killer?
Yeah.
In the SBS, whatever, the data book shit?
Yeah.
What if he was jumping from ship to ship to ship,
but like time is like fucking stopped.
No, I just want to see one.
This nigga just straight up, bro, nobody just knows when he's coming.
If it's just one jump, that's way harder.
If
it's just
I know that's off rip, that is hard. But one, I personally would be blown away by the time stop.
So pretty much you see him fucking
the nigga's DO
speed
then.
Blitz, speed blitz, and then use divine departure to absolutely blow fucking Captain Mid shit to pieces. The whole crew one shot pretty much. Gets the Pawnee Glyphs off them because they're, well, not, he didn't even ask for them. They were all just all so shook. Nah, they're like, please, just take these and leave us, please. Him.
Nah, that's what the dude, the fake hero in One Punch Man, Shanks did what he be trying to do, just intimidate motherfuckers. He didn't even try to intimidate them.
And then, so then they fucking, he's like, yeah, okay, I'll take these and leave you guys. And he fucking takes the fucking Pawnee Glyphs, jumps off the boat, back to the island in one jump, I guess. Fucking, I don't know how he gets, makes the jump back. But then fucking all of a sudden it just says,
yeah. And then bro's just on the ship. And then first off, Ben Beckman, funniest friend not of even all needed. Time. Funniest friend of all time. First off, oh yeah, and then we were, and then they revealed that he blew off Kid's arm.
Yeah.
That also that, that means, which by the way, him. Which by the way, that means fucking Ben Beckman is fucking him then. Like
that,
the him.
That means that Captain Mid is so fucking dumb. He lost to the right hand man. Gained almost no extra power like after sitting in jail because he got beat up.
You got your awakening, but you
and then immediately tried to go fight the same guy again.
Like, nah, you bugged out.
Dumb.
But he what Kid reflects, he is what Luffy was in the pre-time skip.
Yeah, just arrogant.
He was
dumb.
Too arrogant. Luffy is not as arrogant as he used to be.
No.
He can make right decisions now way better than what he
he's more emotional now than he was. Like,
no, exactly. Like, nah. He definitely is a way different character when it comes to that.
Yeah, so then, and then after the whole entire crew gets one-shotted, Broggy and Dory are charging up their alt on the
they are begging,
land,
like,
bro.
We are sorry.
The
please
same one
spare
from
us.
Little Garden that blows that goldfish
that
apart.
That goldfish, yo, they're like, yo, you think you could just pull up and just try to say sorry? Nah, that's not how shit work, partner.
Nope. Bust that whole shit up.
Boom!
And Captain Mid only had like three people on the ship.
And then,
so.
And then the narrator comes out.
Yeah. Rip.
The Kid Pirates, utterly defeated, are no more.
And that's just shit we have looking forward to, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my
fucking that's pretty
God.
Much everything that we really have looking forward to. We just saw... We're running out of time here, so we're just gonna wrap this up.
Say, yeah,
but so we just saw Saturn panicked, summoned the five Gorosei to him.
Yo,
as we know, the five Gorosei are there now. Well, we presume they're all five there now.
Yeah.
And we have Vegapunk, who is with his dying breaths.
Oh no, he's dead. That boy's dead.
We gonna see. He got some type of like auto fucking whatever, like to in case I die, he fucking sent off a message. So he's going to try to start setting off a broadcast to the world about the truth. Do we think that... Who do we think is going to show up to help?
Of course.
No, I know that, but who's going to come help? We know that the giant pirates are there with the Straw Hats.
To them, because it balanced into the Straw Hats' favor, and
now it's
going
back
a little bit.
Like, not that
bit.
It's that, but
not
all
that crazy.
Five Gorosei got to be a fucking problem together. You know what I'm saying? So... They're going to need more help, I would think, than from just the Straw Hats, which is really just Gear 5 and the giant pirates. You know what I mean?
Well, Zoro's going to finish off Lucci. Black History Month ended. Sanji's going to, you know, get... He's going to get...
Fucking Bubbles.
He's going to get Vegapunk to the ship, his dead body. Because, you know, they don't want his...
Live body.
He's dead.
Yeah.
And then he's going to come back because he's fast enough to do that. But... And then they're all gonna, then they about to box. Like, it's about to be a brawl. Dory and Broggy's gonna go back too. Because they're gonna want to fight with the fucking sun god.
Yeah. But do we think the rebellion comes and helps, or do we think that the Straw Hat Fleet comes and helps after hearing the broadcast?
It's either the Straw Hat Fleet or the Rev. It's looking like the Rev because of Dragon, of that panel.
Yeah.
When he remembered what Vegapunk told him, but we will see.
Yeah, so that is gonna be it pretty much for this little quick, just, well, I guess it wasn't even that quick, it was like an hour and a half discussion about One Piece and One Punch Man. Appreciate you coming up to the summit, bro. I'll definitely link the YouTube in the description as always,
which I will post eventually.
Yeah, eventually. Everyone be safe traveling down from the summit. Peace. All right, so I actually lied to you guys. The episode's not over yet because there's still, after I wrapped it up because we were running out of time, but then I was like, you know what, fuck this. I want to talk about real quick. Especially because he didn't hear this fucking theory after he's been hyping Lafitte up like this.
Bro.
So go ahead, finish what you're saying about Lafitte.
Okay, so yeah, let me talk about Lafitte real quick because, yo, Lafitte is on the low one of my favorite characters because of the mystique still around him. He has as much mystique around him as a character like fucking Mihawk at this point. That's crazy to say. Shanks now, just now, they were damn near equal until recently, having just as much mystique around them in terms of like what the fuck they can do and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ. And Lafitte, we all thought he was supposed to be there at Egghead with Katarina Devon and Van Auker, because that was, we accounted for everybody. They were at Hachinosu, some were at, what's his face with Blackbeard. And then they were here.
Yeah.
So everyone was accounted for. He was supposed to be here. He's not fucking here.
Yeah.
This man is starting to fucking terrify me. Because where is he?
And like I said, that might fit into the theory that we were talking about. Because like I said before, he made up to the top of Pangea's castle.
Like a him.
And you think that it was on his own ability and not Van Auger just teleporting him.
He didn't
there.
Have the ability then.
Do we know that?
Yeah.
I didn't think we knew that for sure.
They just, because remember, they say post time skip, they then started hunting devil fruits.
Yeah. So, I mean, Lafitte could be off right now getting his own fucking, doing this whole shit with this theory. So they have Pudding, and they have Garp kidnapped right now, right?
Yeah.
And they have Gekomoria kidnapped right now. Well, it's a weird three to have. Yeah, they killed Absom, took the invisibility fruit, and then kidnap Moria.
Remember, what's her name? Pink hair bitch.
Yeah.
Perona. Didn't she save him?
No, not yet.
They didn't escape.
No.
Or I guess we don't really know. Yeah. That's up to air.
That's her goal. We didn't see anything yet about what happened.
You know what?
But as all we know is he's still under control, right?
Now I'm gonna throw in something. Yeah.
So, The theory is that they're going to use Blackbeard wants to use Pudding's ability, now that he's defeated and kidnapped Garp, to use her ability to pull out his memories of God Valley incident, find out exactly what happened with Rox and Roger that day, go find Rox's body, and then kill Garp and use Gekomoria to put Garp's shadow inside Rox's body, which could be preserved. If the Marines have it, it's preserved. You know what
this
I mean?
Is the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life.
And then he would have a giant, and it would explain Thriller Bark too.
That would make Blackbeard one of the most Machiavellian motherfuckers I've ever seen. If he was to do some shit like that. And this is completely feasible. This is all
it's
logical.
The only thing that makes sense to have them three together. It's a weird ass three to have together.
That and also to make it all like all these people have reasons to come get these people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
literally.
This gives a reason for Kobe to want to come help. This gives a reason for Luffy to want to come help.
Yeah.
And Sanji because of Pudding.
Yeah.
This gives a reason for. But that's why I wanted to throw in
Katakuri.
Yeah, the
rest of Pudding.
Yeah, Katakuri can team up with
wherever
Luffy.
Fuck he at.
Yeah, Katakuri, because he's leading the Big Mom Pirates now.
Yeah.
But wait, also, I'm glad we did this extra part. The cover story for today's chapter on March 4th, of course.
Yeah.
So the cover story, we just saw Onigashima under the water. Big Mom is fucking alive.
You think?
Big Mom is fucking
that's
alive.
That's what Isabel said last week too.
Kaido
was.
And Kaido is dead.
They fell in two different holes too.
Yeah.
So
they were in the same lava chamber. But I think what they're gonna show, this is going to be in the past, like how the cover story, the Mads cover story that we were seeing was all around the place.
Yeah.
This one
is gonna be showing how Big Mom fucking survived that shit and is going to fucking get her revenge. And she's gonna be powered the fuck up because she's gonna use her soul fruit on Kaido and take his fucking soul because he is dying.
Yeah.
He's lost all will to live. He got defeated.
Yeah.
By Joy Boy.
Yeah.
The Nika.
That's, well, the yeah, Nika that's himself. What he wanted.
The fuck? That's what he wanted. He's the... Actually,
that's what I'm saying. His storyline
is
crazy.
He is the only villain to get what he fucking wanted.
Yeah. It's a win-win for him.
What the fuck?
Win-win, lose-lose. Fuck it. But yeah, so honestly, One Piece has just been peak, absolute peak storytelling. If this goes this way with the rocks and everything, that would be fucking absolutely insane. I really don't see a scenario where Garp survives.
No.
One Piece.
It's upsetting to me. He's my favorite character.
I fuck with him too.
Like,
he's a legend,
Christ.
But
I'm going to cry.
But One Piece needs to kill off some more characters so we can shake this facade that One Piece doesn't kill anybody. So if they start now killing motherfuckers.
Yeah, gruesome how Garland killed Neo's guard. That was really gruesome.
And wasn't it crazy too about the whole thing with Garland? You learn about the Celestial Dragons do that hunting game with the seven chests for the Delphruit and all that shit.
He was like,
and
some fucking rabbits.
You recognize the island that was connected to with Gaiamon back in the day?
Yeah, like they did the same shit.
Yeah, like there were seven chests up on top of the thing. That was one of the previous islands they had that hunting game on. Like, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's cool as fuck.
Like, little facts.
People thought it was the same island. No, it's a fucking different island, you jackass.
Yeah, not that exact same one. They did it a bunch of times.
They're literally in the Grand Line.
It was like literally like the annual Hunger Games. They do this shit every year for funsies.
Speaking of Garland, that's a good little way to have this little extra segment. It's not going to be too long. Throw in the little SBS, because that came out too for Volume 108, which is fire. Great cover. All right, so first question that they was throwing out was fucking about Garland's hairstyle, just a dumbass one. And it's like, if it grew out and it like touched his hair and beard, this shit connects. Like,
what I hate
the
it
fuck?
So much.
That is disgusting looking.
Yeah.
And then somebody finally brought the meme to life with fucking Ivankov, because remember how we were all like, yo, what if Ivankov ate Kaido's fruit? At fucking God Valley.
Is that what that is?
And yes, he draws
I hate
Ivankov as the Azure Dragon. That shit is mad cool. And then I thought it was funny earlier that we brought up Kamisari. This man draws Roger's sword for a request as well. This shit looks nasty as hell.
Oh my god.
And it makes it say Kamisari. That shit is disgusting. And then a little bit, I guess, backstory with Mihawk.
Marine Hunter
shit.
Mihawk?
Nah, I saw the funniest meme. Somebody was saying Shanks took his bitch, and that's why they started dueling. I'm like, ain't no fucking way. Because they say he experienced a great betrayal. And I'm like, no fucking way. And then I'm surprised people still confused. This will be another question. We're throwing up this question. He'll do this.
Yeah, I'll make a poll for it.
And there will be another question earlier, but I'll remember what it was when I tell him to do it. This is another one. Is Morgan's a human or a animal creature?
It's an animal creature. You think he's a mask?
I'm like giving it a little sec because
you think it's a mask
thing. People think, yeah. Because it's answered again, because somebody asked this again. I'm surprised people are still confused by this. This was already answered. Yeah, Morgan's is a human.
What? No, how?
He ate the bird fruit model albatross.
Okay, but he's not. Can he turn back out of Morgan?
Yeah, he just never. But he,
oh, he just never
but
does.
He does. But this funny Oda, which I'm like, I'm interested in this. Oda says, yeah, I've never drawn him out of his. But what does his human form look
like? Just at work, he's like this. Because I always did kind of wonder that, right? With someone like him who constantly doesn't give a fuck about the Marines, like, just tells the truth. He's one of the only news stations who tells the truth. He doesn't fucking, can't be bought, can't
be
pirated.
We news, baby!
We've seen him try to assassinate him now. He has a floating ship, but that's not, like,
funny.
A defense, you know what I'm saying? So, like, then that means, like, anytime he's not at work at the fucking newspaper factory, he's, like, in another form that no one's ever seen. No one that works with him has ever seen. So, like, the Marines can't find him.
That's
you
know?
What
I'm
they
saying.
Don't know
that'd be good as a cover for him. if they only know his bird form, that's actually good. That's good.
That's what I'm saying.
Damn. That's probably like, why he does it. Damn.
How would they not assassinate him by now?
That is good.
Him just having a mogul ship is not enough.
Yeah, you was right, because this nigga has a fucking laser
beam. They could smite islands at a whim.
Laser beam cannon. Yeah, so like, just
fucking out.
But nah, yeah. Nah, yeah, that was really much of the SBS. There was some other, like, goofy-ass things. Like, the thing about, somebody asked about the chick that was hugging Shanks, like, giving her a little backstory, which, Oda is so funny. This man can just create backstories on the fucking fly, and then in the chapter, he makes a new character. Oh, we see, shout out. Glad we did this little extra segment. We saw Iceberg.
Yeah.
We saw Iceberg. This is the first time he's talked. The first time he's talked, had dialogue in how many chapters?
I'm glad he's doing good.
I'm so glad that he even kept the same text bubble style, how he draws his dialogue. I'm like, damn, that's just so cool to fucking see that he was like, yes, I'm gonna keep it the fucking same. I'm not gonna forget what I did. It's crazy. Probably one of his editors had to remind him that shit. There's no way he would just remember that he did that. But nah, yeah, like that. Yeah, that was a little cool scene. But nah, yeah, SBS, just some funny ass things that was just thrown in there.
I just love everything that One Piece is doing. We're just getting perfection of everything One Piece all around. We've been spoiled as fuck down for so long.
Nah, yeah.
I
mean, especially like that's why I say I always say. And this is a video idea I had, but I ended up not, like, I was like, it's not creative enough. I was like, I envy, but I don't at the same time, like, long-time One Piece fans. Because I more recently got into the series compared to, like, longer viewers of the show and
me?
The facts. Like, him. Like, but I say, like, damn, like, it must be feel amazing to see all this shit just develop over time.
Yeah.
Because I love seeing that. But it's then unreal. It's like, I also would be like, damn, like having to always be fucking being edged.
Bro, and I literally just practically did a whole entire other rewatch with Taven because we literally started watching the other July.
Just like,
and watched like at least 70% of his watch through with him in Discord. He's like him and Kaido, or it's like Kaido versus Luffy, and he's like round 2 or 3.
That's right what I'm saying. You don't realize when you show he's people up there. That, like, you just rewatch the series damn near. Like, and it's much easier to reread it, but.
Yeah.
Nah, it's just a little extra segment we was just doing there.
And
we
if you had a little extra comment. If you listen, if you ignored me, because you know I lied and I didn't fucking, the outro music didn't play yet, and you listened this far into the motherfucking episode.
Appreciate it.
We're going to do a giveaway. For a special One Piece pack, a little custom pack, guaranteed banger. Guaranteed, I'll definitely put an alt-art in there. Guaranteed alt-art in it. And all you gotta do is the giveaway code, if you guys know how this works, is Egghead. Just go to the giveaway channel in the Discord and post the fucking, passcode, Egghead, all caps. And that's it, and you win. I'll send it to you. It's easy as that. All you gotta do is listen to the podcast. Simple as that. Now, for real this time, though, be safe traveling down the summit.
Mm-hmm. Peace.